According to some, NBA basketball is a sort of ballet featuring very tall guys. To commentator Mike Pesca, it's like something else entirely.
The NFL might be our national sport as measured by revenue, attention, TV ratings, but in the last month, the NBA has demonstrated that it's our national sporting story. After an okay, not exactly gripping college draft, free agency hit like a LeBron James chase down block or a Draymond Green shot to the, you know what, let's go with the LeBron analogy. Anyway, whatever happens between, I don't know, November and February in the Gardens or the Palaces or the Centers, Staples, Toyota, or Smoothie King, it won't be nearly as fascinating as what happened in 1 week in July, emanating from one house in the Hamptons. But the reason that the NBA is a great story goes beyond the fact that the NBA is the setting, the backdrop for a bunch of exciting things. The NBA adheres to story structure of birth and rebirth, or the hero's journey of the exiled favorite son who returns to lead his troops. That's LeBron James. Then there are the gunslingers, and there are plenty of anti-heroes. What the NBA actually is most like is that great American confluence of athleticism and storyline. Wrestling. Professional wrestling. The WWE pits good guys against bad guys. They fight each other in the ring, but the whole time they're stoking the storylines away from the ring. And occasionally, a good guy will turn bad. In wrestling, it's known as a heel turn. Lots of fans, especially ones waiting on hold to talk to the hosts of sports radio, regard Kevin Durant as having taken a heel turn. And you could argue that babyface Steph Curry, literally nicknamed the babyface assassin, began his heel turn when he threw his mouthpiece into the crowd after game 6, lost game 7, and subverted the gladiator's code by accepting assistance from his fiercest rival. Now, I don't think any of those interpretations are actually accurate, by the way, but I think they do play as mythic storylines, and I think they'll be fueling the NBA all the way through WrestleMania 33. Wait, I mean the NBA Finals.
Mike Pesca hosts the daily podcast The Gist from Slate. He's a panelist on the sports podcast Hang Up and Listen, which posts every Monday.